Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, the riveting horror mystery thriller The Faces of Death, Volume 1 by Monty, is a story based on a group of students attending college for the first time who are looking to throw a Halloween party. Suddenly, the party turns disastrous when the group of students fall victim to a killer who is determined to make them Halloween night one that they'll never forget. Monty is a first-time author looking to share his stories with his fans who love a great mystery series in hopes that they have the same experience he had when he wrote the books. From New Orleans, Louisiana, attended Frederick A. Douglass High School, also attended Delgado Community College for 2 years, studied computer tech for a while until he got interested in books. From then on, all he wanted to do was write a book. Monty, author of Faces of Death, Volume 1, is our guest on This Week in America. Monty, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it'd be interesting to talk about the background on this book, because this book is suspenseful. It is a thriller. It is a scary book. What was the inspiration to write this book, Faces of Death? Yeah, where did the idea come from? I mean, this is really a great idea. I see a movie coming out of this. I mean, you've got all the elements here. Where do you get this idea?
Well, 2006, I'm not sure if I saw a scary movie on TV that I thought of it. The idea of it just came up with it.
Yeah, and then you develop it so well. The book is called Faces of Death. We're talking about Volume 1. I'm going to ask about that here in a second. The author is Monty, M-O-T-Y. You'll find the book at Amazon, all of the usual places. We'll give you Monty's Facebook page here in a second as well. What is your goal for the books? And first, let's talk about the series that I mentioned. How many books are there in the Faces of Death series?
Well, I published 3. It's going to be 4 altogether. I'm working on the last one right now.
Okay, so the other 3, volumes 1, 2, and 3, are available. We're talking about sort of focusing on 1, but the others are out there as well. What was your goal for writing the books in the Faces of Death series?
To become a bestseller writer, hopefully.
Oh, you got all the elements there that are prevalent in the series. You mentioned working on number 4. As you read the series, is it a continuation, or do you have the characters that come back in 1, 2, and 3?
Yes.
And let's talk about the characters. We've got Jill and her friends. They're in for quite a Halloween. How did you come up with the characters? Talk about who the characters are and how you develop them.
Well, just kind of picked through the names I had wrote down on a book.
Yes.
And the characters...
They really, you do a nice job in developing the characters. When you started writing, let's take Jill, for example. Did you know a lot about her, or did you sort of discover her as you were writing?
Well, I discovered as I started to write along, basically with all the characters.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, so you didn't use a strict outline, it sounds like. You sort of developed the situation, the characters, and let the story tell itself, it sounds like. Was that pretty much how it happened?
Yes, that's correct.
I mentioned in the beginning that you were studying, you know, computer science, you were involved in that, and decided you really liked writing. When did you decide that you liked reading books and then telling these stories, writing as well? When did you develop this interest?
Well, I started like when I was a teenager. I just discovered that I liked reading and writing books. I started writing after I graduated high school. I started tampering with it. the different stories.
Yes. Monte is our guest. That's M-O-N-T-Y, Faces of Death. We're talking about Volume 1, but that introduces you to the series. As Monte said, Volumes 1, 2, 3 are available, and hopefully very soon, Volume number 4. The books are available at Amazon, the usual places. Monte, you're on Facebook as well. How can people follow you on Facebook?
You go to Arthur Monte, and you'll find information there. You stick it straight to Amazon and Barnes & Noble's where you can find the books.
Okay, that is perfect. You can get information, you can follow Monte, and you can purchase the books by going to his Facebook page as well. And we'll give you that before we wrap up the conversation. You mentioned working on number 4, 3 that are out there. Will 4 wrap this up, or do you see the series continuing beyond 4?
I think 4 will wrap it up. That'll be it, the end of it.
When you started, it's always interesting when you develop a series. When you started book 1, did you know this was going to be a series, or did it just sort of happen that, wow, I got a lot I can do with these characters and story, and it developed into 4? Were you going to do a series from the beginning? Was the intent?
Not at first, it wasn't. I came up with the idea. I didn't think it was going to be a series at first. But then I started writing the book, and things just started to fall in place, and I just started to write a series.
How long does it take you? How long do you spend writing? Is this something you do every day? You do when you feel the story is coming to you? For example, Volume 1 we're talking about specifically, how long did it take you to write that? And did you have a regular routine for every day you'd work on Faces of Death?
Well, I started writing in 2006. I finished it in 2008. I write like a few pages every day. I try to write a few pages every day.
Yes. Are there times when it's difficult to stop, that you have the story going? You've got Jill and her friends and a heap of trouble, and you don't want to stop for the day. So, yes, there are days when the story just sort of flows, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And to want to pull yourself away from writing that. Talk a little bit about the story and the titles. Give us a little more on the title. I think that'll explain some of the story, which I tried to do in the beginning with the Halloween and the girls in college for the first time. Faces of Death. Where did this title come from?
I got the title from, I don't know if you know it, the original Faces of Death.
Okay.
I got the title from there.
Okay. So that was the inspiration from the title. And we see in the cover, you've got a knife there. You've got a face there, I assuming, the face of Faces of Death. Give us, I don't want to give the story away, but I mentioned this is a Halloween that they're not going to forget. Briefly, what do they run into? When does this begin for them, this adventure that they're on?
Well, it started with this young man accused of murdering dozens of people at a previous Halloween party, and he escapes, and the killing starts again, and I think it's this person again that's doing it, and what he's doing is she's wearing Halloween costumes, famous Halloween costumes, from famous movies.
Oh yes,
and he's like changing identity each time.
Well, you've got you got the elements there of a horror story. What makes a good thriller in your mind? What are some of the elements when you read a good suspense horror mystery. What do you like to see?
Great dialogue.
You've got suspense here, and you've got the dialogue. How difficult is that writing the dialogue? So you don't say too much, you say enough, and you advance the story through the dialogue. Is that something that comes easy for you, or do you need to go back and rework the dialogue several times?
Well, some of it's easy, some of it's not. I come to roadblock, throwing away. Take some time off, and then it'll come to me.
Yep. So to reset, recharge, and come back and go back and continue the story. Book number four, have you written that and waiting to be published, or are you finishing it up now?
I'm finishing it up now.
So do you know, and I'm not going to ask you how it ends, but do you know how it ends? Do you have this whole thing being wrapped? Okay. Now you just got to get the characters there.
Yes.
You said that you really hope the fans of the series have as much fun reading it as you do in writing it. What's this been like for you, wanting to do this, getting involved in writing, getting that first book published and getting it out there and seeing your name on the cover and people buying it and responding in a favorable way, followed by the next two? What's this been like for you? How much fun is this writing and telling these stories?
It's been a great experience for me. Having to write my characters, my imagination on paper.
And see them come to life in the book. I mentioned that. Boy, this has all the elements of an interesting movie. Have you given any thought to maybe making this into a movie? Have you talked with anybody about that?
A couple of people, yeah.
I think that would be good. And I mentioned that for you're wrapping up and you know how it's going to end. Where do you go after this? Do you want to stick with writing the mystery thrillers, or what are you going to be working on when you do volume four of Faces of Death?
I want to continue writing, kind of a different genre.
Yes.
I still do mysteries, but I want to do action, comedy, something like that.
Yes.
Books.
What do you enjoy reading? Who are some of the authors that you really, when they've got a new book out there, you want to grab it and read? Are there some that really influence you that you enjoy reading?
Yes, Stephen King, J.K. Rowling.
Those are pretty good ones there to emulate and to be like, okay, these are the inspiration for my stories. What feedback do you get? And it's difficult sometimes to get feedback because you're writing the book. The book's available worldwide and people are reading it that you never come in contact with. But people who know you, who buy your books, volumes one through three of Faces of Death, what kind of feedback are you getting from fans, from family and friends?
I have one 5-star rating on Amazon.
Yes, and that's very impressive. And I mentioned you don't come in contact, but you do with the reviews. And to be able to get reviews like that, the people like your storytelling ability. And it's interesting. It sort of started late for you. High school, college, it was after high school when you decided to do this. What are your goals now? What would you like to do? How much time can you devote to writing? It's always difficult for a beginning author to, with real life to carve time to write. Are you able to do that? Does writing fit into your regular work day?
Yes. Like I said, I take a little time out to write sometimes.
Yeah, when the ideas come, you better capture them, because if you don't write them down, they're going to be gone quickly. And so it's best to do it that way. Is there a particular place you like to write, a time of day, anything you do when you write, music you play? Is there anything you do to help you along and make you more creative?
Yes, listen to a little music to get the blood flowing a little bit.
Get everything moving and get the mind going. We've got a couple of minutes left on the program. Monty is our guest. That's Monty, just like it sounds. The book's Faces of Death. We're talking about Volume 1, but Volume 2, Volume 3 available, soon to be Volume 4. And you can go to Amazon, all the usual places. We'll mention Monty on Facebook here as well very shortly. Just in wrapping this up, what has been the most challenging part of writing for you? Is it just finding the time? Is it developing the stories? What has been challenging for you as a writer?
Sometimes the time and roadblocks. That's the main.
I think most go through that in trying to juggle, and they may find that as a challenge. What about the enjoyable things? What do you like? Is when you're in the zone where you're writing, you've got the music playing, and the story is coming to you. Is there anything any better than that? That's sort of a great experience, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's just, it's been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. And let's mention again on Facebook what Author Monty, they go to Facebook, Author Monty, and they'll be able to follow you, correct?
Yes.
Yep, and then you get information on Monty. You can click on and go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well to get information and to order the book there as well. Monty, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Faces of Death. When do you think you'll be done with Volume 4?
Pretty soon. I'm about halfway done right now.
Okay, well, that's good. That'll be out there, and that will tie the series together. Then we'll look forward to hopefully having you back to talk about the wrap-up of the series and then other books that you're working on. Monty, this has been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Anything final you'd like to say to your fans out there about Faces of Death?
About Faces of Death?
Yeah, anything you'd like to say encouraging them to continue to buy your work. The book is really designed for everybody, isn't it? I mean, everybody likes a good mystery, a good thriller, a riveting horror story, and that's what you've got. So the book is great reading for everybody.
Yes, it is.
Well, and the book's available wherever books are sold. We'll send you to Amazon, to Barnes & Noble. And Author Monty is where you'll find him and follow him on Facebook. Faces of Death, Volumes 1, 2, and 3, now available, soon Volume 4. Monty, thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. Monty, our guest, the book Faces of Death, 3 books in the series. Find them at Amazon. Find them at Barnes & Noble. Follow him on Facebook at Author Monty. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.